cognitive promiscuity, the undocumented gunshot blues. I am walking to the reservoir in Newark, Delaware, where the ghosts of passenger pigeons assemble in mutable clumps and have flocked here to reveal something I've long suspected but could never admit. In my left hand, I'm carrying a photograph of myself sitting beside a giant mushroom on a spangled float in some esoteric Middle American parade. Once, I sang backup and played gong as a member of the undocumented gunshot. For her part, my wife decided to survey a college course on cognitive promiscuity. In my right hand, the id of a glass of ice water sweating on a blue tabletop with little wet rings dotted about. Surely these Delaware ghost birds know this. Look at them. I would go so far as to say they're smug. I don't have any other photos to show them. The band broke up as the greatest bands do, unsigned and undermourned. My wife spends her days quietly meandering contrary landscapes of ideation. I'm approaching the reservoir, climbing that big green hill. The sun is a fat weight drop from the sky. I see skittish deer and what I'm guessing are foxes. My hand is sweating, but I can't be sure which one. I stop at the crest of the crazily huge hill and chance a quick look around. There is so much that I will never understand. Then I rear back and chuck my wallet into the reservoir and I tuck my keys deep down in my sock. Someone made a bootleg cassette of our very last gig, and I am told the sound's quite good. My wife gets what these birds are all about, but she's in the bathroom and she won't say a word.